do, Beer Gang Bacon Bits, beautiful people. Your girl Poet on WPGC 95.5, home of the Joe Claire Morning Show. OMG, we are finally here. Queen Sugar is back. I almost called out from work today, but then Lee Carton was like, I got a special guest for you. And I was like, oh, I might come in for that. I am sitting with the one and only Dawn Leon Gardner, a.k.a. Charlie Bordelone West of Queen Sugar. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, how you doing? Good to be here.
Having a fangirl moment in my mind, but I'll get past that. Off the top, I have to ask you, just based on season one and half of season two, Charlie had a penis. Would she have had to fight so hard?
You know what? I don't think she would. I really don't. I think the expectation level would be different. I think the feeling of surprise wouldn't be there. I think her being as complicated and as absolutely ambitious and unapologetic wouldn't be an issue. I think you're right.
So we've watched her get a divorce, her son, Micah, in this situation with the police.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to fight the farmers.
Yep.
And you got to fight the folks that think they own you.
That's
and your
right.
car.
That's right.
As we go into the second half of the season, is she still fighting? Does she ever get love? I saw a snippet of a trailer where she looked like she was finally in bed getting some loving.
I saw that trailer and I was like, oh, okay, so the show, okay, here we go. You know what? I feel like she's a bit of a superhero to me. She is constantly in the fight, but she's also constantly ahead of the fight, you know? I think that we'll see in this season whether or not it's making sense for her to get that love. I think that's where she and Remy are. I think they're trying to figure out if they're right for each other. I think we see in this season that, you know, there's some questions about how well they fit. There's some questions about just what his expectations of her are and what his expectations of himself are. I feel like she's on her way, but it doesn't mean that the road isn't still rocky.
Speaking of rocky, you and your siblings, though, y'all messy. Now we know Ralph Angel
doing
got
the most
every day. Y'all were just starting to get into the swing of thing. Here comes your brother like, bam, this belongs to me.
This ain't yours.
At all. But I still take your money, though. Thank you.
Right.
We gonna see.
I was so mad about that. I was like, now, okay, so let me just rewind for a moment. Because who paid for us again?
Like, and the look on your face, the way you tapped into that, you really had a side girl sister moment. Like, sir.
Yeah.
So how are we going to see them iron out their things? We know Nova's about to get her little Mac on with somebody black because we were surprised in season one that she liked to swirl with all her fight the power. Wasn't mad at that. Ralph, Angel, Darla. Mm-hmm. Like, how do y'all manage to cover so many storylines that really come from the concrete of the communities that are supporting you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things about the show is that it is so much about family and about the strength of family and about family above all else. And that's something that the siblings all share. So even if, you know, the catastrophe has hit with this news being revealed, I think that part of what the conflict is that they still are all for each other. So how do you deal with this incredible loss of the farm, this tie to their father, but you also are newly retied with your siblings? They were estranged for a long time before this. So I think that they're not willing to sacrifice. At the end of the day, I don't think they're willing to sacrifice their family unity. And at the end of the day, their farm depends upon it because there are people out there trying to get the farm, trying to get it back. So I have a lot of faith in them. And I know that with all the drama, with their own relationships, really the core of the story and the core of the family is about their bond. And they will put that above all else.
Now, those who watch the show faithfully, we just see that you're just changing the dynamic of just how people of color are seen on camera. Like, your storyline alone and the evolution of your character, the definition of boss.
Yeah.
Darla, a recovering addict coming back to claim my man, my baby, and my family.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope viewers really walk away with outside of the fact that Kofi's so fine and he's so pretty? I get wrapped up in that sometimes. But what would you really like, for everyone listening right now, what would you really like our takeaways to be so we can go out and plant those seeds for you?
I think the biggest thing for me, just being a part of the show and the thing that I've really enjoyed about watching my family watch the show and watching my communities watch the show, is the sort of realization, or maybe just the highlight, that we're bigger than we think we are. I think that's the through line for every single character. You can get through more, you can do more, you can be more than maybe society is telling you is possible. And so seeing, again, like seeing black folks on farmland, it's a radical thing. It's a radical act. Seeing, you know, a woman take on becoming the first black mill owner or first black female mill owner in that area, that's a radical act. And I think every single one of these images then sort of expands your possibility of, well, then if that's possible, then what else is possible? And so I feel like that's a big part of it, is not only for us to see that, but for other folks witnessing that who aren't Black, for their own perceptions and conceptions to change. That's huge.
I love that. And I'm going to wrap it up. I had to ask you this. I saw you at the Black Film Festival. You talked about your cousin's graduation mm-hmm. and seeing us celebrate Black. A couple weeks ago, Issa Rae at the Emmys was like, hey, I'm rooting for everybody Black. Caught a shititious storm. Like, what do you say to folks who don't understand that just because I say I'm rooting Black, it doesn't mean I ain't rooting for everybody
That's right.
else?
I think that it's a hard thing to call out in our time and in our industry, but it is a part of our reality is bias. Bias is real. And to counter bias, sometimes it needs radical action. Sometimes it needs radical support. So for me personally, there's just no shame in like rooting for your folks, because at the end of the day, how does change happen? You know, it happens because you pay attention and you take emboldened, empowered radical action. So I think that it's always hard to feel like something is excluding you, but I don't think it's about exclusion. I think it's about making the pie bigger, not about, you know, oh, there's only so much pie to grow on, or making another pie. You know what I mean? Just like expanding the opportunities, expanding the visibility, expanding who is included.
And if you want to see that, you better tune in. Two nights you get to get it all. Queen Sugar, baby, get it all on you.
October 3rd and 4th, 10, 9 Central on OWN.
Only on OWN. Thank mm-hmm. you so much, Dawn. I absolutely, absolutely love and adore you. I will be rooting for you with my wine. Slip Kofi my number. I look forward to seeing what happens. I'm just looking forward to
There's
seeing what happens.
There's a whole lot. Get ready.
Thank you, my love.
Absolutely.
WPGC 95.5.